This is Seduction, Learn Body Language of Love and Dating, written by Mark J. Washington, read by Matt Montanez. Is it really possible, or just mumbo-jumbo? What you and I accept as normal and commonplace today used to be laughed at one time. The discovery of flight, electricity, light, and so much more used to be thought of as foolish endeavors, and those that searched for the answers were thought of as fools. The world was also thought to be flat at one time. But today, we know that those so-called fools were ahead of their time. Because of them, we have all this cool technology today. The smart men who discovered all this technology couldn't physically see or even touch what they were after. Yet, they still pursued their visions and goals, despite what others said or believed. Gravity, electricity, radio waves are just some of the invisible forces working around us. Most of us don't really understand exactly how they work, but we still benefit from their useful application. I like to ask you to think in those terms as you read through this manual. The smart and highly intuitive folks who discovered and perfected this stuff are still looked upon as fools by most of society. Fortunately, you're not one of those people, especially since you're reading this right now. Or you're at least open-minded enough to consider the possibility of it. You're ahead of your time, and you'll be rewarded for that. When most people hear or see the word psychic, they immediately think of other words: scam, hoax, fantasy, freak, misfit, etc. And who can blame them? There are lots of scammers and con artists claiming to use psychic powers to help others, for a fee, of course. It's all about taking other people's money. Moreover, the few people that do believe in this stuff think that psychic ability is reserved only for certain special people, that they are born that way. The fact is, psychic ability is in all of us. We simply have to learn to tap into the ability. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Well, think about how you communicate with others right now. You use language, yes? But were you born with this language, or did you have to learn it? If no one had started to teach you words, their pronunciation, and then the construction of complete sentences, would you be able to speak today? Obviously, you wouldn't. In fact, there are many adults out there who still cannot speak English. Are they any less smarter than you and I? No, they simply never learned to speak English. But I bet they are perfectly capable of speaking in their own language, the one they were taught to communicate with while growing up. I want you to think of psychic ability in the same way. Just think of it as another language you're trying to learn, because that's really all it is about. It's simply another form of communication. That's it. Most of us have been trained from a very early age to see, communicate, and perceive our reality in a certain way, in a very limited way, unfortunately. Take something as common as breathing, for example. Heck, we don't even breathe right. Watch a sleeping baby next time and notice how he or she breathes. Babies breathe from the belly, or rather the diaphragm, not from the chest like adults do. Babies breathe the correct way. But as they grow up and watch everyone else, adults around them, they automatically learn bad habits from the people around them. Yes, including and especially their parents. And one of these bad habits is to breathe from the chest, which is shallow and anemic. Similarly, we've been trained to not be as perceptive, intuitive, and yes, even as psychic as we could be. We've been trained since birth by, well, meaning adults, to unlearn the most efficient form of communication, the one that comes most naturally to us. We've been trained to depend solely on verbal communication using language and words. Animals don't have language, yet they seem to do certain things better than we can. Find their way home without GPS or cell phones, sense danger before it's within visual or even auditory range, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So, when you really think about it, working on gaining your psychic ability is more about unlearning what we've been taught than learning something new and strange. The mystery and fear surrounding the subject instantly vanishes when you view it that way. And
Sample complete. Ready to continue?